That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Misfit Toys.
Hey. It's Throwback Fridays. Hey, by the way, real quick, I'll see you in Portland, August 4th, 5th, and 6th at Helium. That's right. Maybe even Joe. Well, Joe McKenzie's going out of town out of all weeks, but he might sit in with the band on Thursday. But Cam Gavinsky will be with me. I'm really looking forward to it. And today is a best of episode. You know, I stumbled upon this one just looking for something else, and it's with the Cooties, and it was just so much fun and silly. And so I was like, we should play this, because today I'm in Philadelphia at Blake Wexler's wedding. That's right. That's right. So, but the Cooties are coming in. Like, they have a new group they put together. It's still got Eric and Ethan and then this new guy. So I'll be excited to meet him. And it's the new sound that I've been looking for. So today's show, there's not that much. It's a best of episode. I hope you enjoy it. It's very silly. And yeah, the bit with Elvis, catch you later. Yeah, we're going to be doing it again. I like can't wait to get back into the studio and do that again. Such a fun, silly bit. So, Jason in Pittsburgh. What do I got to wait till next year to come back? Don't you ever hear Riding the Momentum? Someone's in there, they have some good shows, you bring them back in 6-7 months. Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay. I want some Thai food. So, all right, well, listen. Jason. All right, so enjoy the show. And I'm just trying to think if there's anything else I'm forgetting. Sorry for the elliptical sound in the background. Would you agree that the sound on the podcast studio is getting, like, there's a teeny little hiss there? We found out it wasn't the AC, just by trial and error. But I did order 4 new microphones. Really nice ones. Not only are they better, but they look really cool. We think that's going to finish everything up. So, enjoy the show. Happy birthday. All right, the best of episode, Aristotle, hello, do you want to say anything? Anything, it could be short, it doesn't matter what it is, I'll give you a second here.
The chocolate was delicious.
Okay, there you go, look at Aristotle, look at Aristotle. Stats, baby. All right, now join the Todd Glass Show. Already in progress. Aristotle, you don't have to put the opening I did into my phone on the first one. You can just use the, leave it all in. So there'll be this opening into the phone, throwing into my other opening on the phone. Let people get the full experience. Shoot! Today is the second half of Two of the Cooties, Eric and Ethan. That's their new name. That's it.
Oh, by the way, I'm in Denver right now, 2018. Tomorrow is June 1st. No, Friday is June 1st. Yeah. Today is June 1st. And I will be at the Oriental Theater tonight. Part of this whole wrestling comedy. There's some great comics coming into town. I'm closing out Friday night. And then, but it's going to be good madness. Tonight, Friday, June 1st. All right. I'll see you in Springfield, Missouri at the Blue Room, June 7th through the 9th. And then in Bentonville, Arkansas, one show on the 10th of June. Royal Comedy Theater. I'll be there in Minneapolis the 21st of June through the 24th. And then more stuff. And I rebooked my Arizona at Stir Crazy. I will now be there August 9th, 10th, and 11th. Alrighty. And then I'll be in Huntington Beach, California on the 14th of July. All right, a lot of dates. But here's what I was looking for. If there's someone that listens to the show, maybe it's you, Danny Robbins. Maybe it's you. We didn't even think to ask you. I didn't think to ask you until I was doing this opening. We need somebody that's going to, by our request, like take some isolated moments from the show, trim them up, put a little opening, a little closing, simple, basic, simple editing, and then put them up on YouTube. Are you interested in that? You don't even have to live in LA. You could be a part of the Todd Glass Show. All righty? That's it. All right. ToddGlassComedy@gmail. ToddGlassComedy@gmail. Reach out and say, hey, I'd be interested. All righty? Thank you. You're great. Goodbye. Enjoy the show. Oh, the Sirius show dropped. It's probably out already. It says issue-oriented. I think that's it. The long-awaited issue-oriented show has, by the time you hear this, it'll all be dropped. All righty? All right. Everything's going to be fine.
Aristotle.
What?
Aristotle. Aristotle.
Wow.
We know how to hold on. Show.
He hasn't said my name enough times yet.
Aristotle.
There we go. That's what I needed. Well, now he's making a meal out of it.
How this guy?
I think
that guy's literally just doing vocal warm ups of your name.
How'd this guy get on your roof?
Listen,
Ethan. Ethan.
Oh, now you like it.
It still exercises. I called my friend Lynn today, to George Carr, and I go, do some things, make everybody feel at home.
Ethan. Wow. Ethan.
This is what I hear when I'm at home.
Yeah. You said, what do you say when you what?
I said, this is what I hear when I'm at home.
Oh, I thought you said when you come.
Oh, it's like twice that, yeah.
What's the guy's name? Lynn?
Lynn Shore.
Lynn Shore.
One, two, three.
This is actually what Ethan does as vocal warm-up before a Cootie show.
Every show.
Me. Literally me.
No, stop.
Literally Ethan.
I got to ask you something.
No, please.
Now, I'm going to tell you the truth. So far, no one's done it but me. And I was going to let it go, but our
eyebrow
hard...
eyebrow thing.
Our hardcore... No.
Whoa!
Ah!
Fuck!
It's a horror
this
podcast.
This is crazy.
Is this what last house? Last house on the left is like.
This is like cereal.
When it scares you at home, it scares me here too. But I love it. It's something so primal about it.
Yeah.
But let me get my words out here.
Yeah. No one's done it but you.
Thank you.
What was it?
Nobody's done what but me.
I don't know.
You were about to tell us.
Oh, thank you.
You said this fucking story.
Okay.
Let's get it on the road.
We promise we won't overreact.
No. This is not one of those things. Hold on.
Wait
nobody's
for it.
Done it but you.
Nobody's I'm not going to speak.
But me.
You know, nobody's been doing it but me tonight, but something like that.
Oh, yeah, nobody's been doing it but me. Oh, yeah. So every week I ask on the show to do a serious, if you were a pilot, what type of announcement would be? Not a joke.
I love that.
Not a joke. Awesome. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm only over-prefacing it because then Tom Martin, I really thought, believed me. Like, Pete Holmes couldn't do it. He would just do it. And then I thought, I'll tell you the truth. When I did it, it's a little harder than you think because you have to bare your soul for whatever reason. You're like really being a pilot, so you're,
yep.
You feel like it's. I think it says earnest. Something. You have to be earnest. Yeah. And by the way, so I realized as I was doing it, I went all the way with it. But that's why it's so. Tom Martin wasn't comfortable. Pete Holmes wasn't comfortable. Now I didn't care. I just
Mine's
noticed
gonna be
it.
So boring.
I thought I was going to stop. What?
Mine's going to be so fucking boring.
No. But
I'm a pilot at heart. I feel like. So
can I tell you something? So I did an interview.
Interview.
Was it with Kimmel?
Must be nice.
I knew it.
Was it radio?
As it came out of my mouth.
The New York.
Was it from a cop?
MP3, M4A, MP4s.
Was it live streamed?
So I did an interview, and the guy listens to the show, and he said, no one really will do the pilot. I go, that is so crazy that you realize that. And I thought, there must be some weird reason. It's the opposite of what I want to do in here. I don't want to get just because I think it's a fun game. Why do I think it's a fun game? But my goal is to make people uncomfortable. So I really thought last week, I go, I probably shouldn't do that anymore. For whatever reason, no one wants to do it. But no. Now I'm not done.
The pilot's back.
The pilot, yeah. The question is back. So I'm going
to... But you can do it
It's hard seriously. To be earnest.
Yeah. But if you're funny, you're funny.
Some pilots can be funny. You can be funny, but it's funny as a pilot can be funny.
When it comes out naturally.
It's a funny as a...
It's kind of like dad humor.
Should I go first?
Pilot,
yeah,
right?
Please.
Okay. I know. You know what? Hmm. Okay, here we go. I'm just going to repeat what I did. So here we go. This is the gist of what I would really do if I was a pilot. I think I could remember it.
Okay, pilot,
but I don't
Todd
have to remember
Glass.
It. I'm just saying... Right. Here's the part that I get why, but I get past it because I think it's fun to do.
Should we be passengers on the plane?
No.
Okay.
Get in the cab and you go home.
Who's going to go next? People are so... This is why I keep a debate. Who's going to do it next, you or you? You know what? We're going to pick a number between 1 and 30, and whoever gets
45.
Closest... You win.
You're next. You win, fuck boy.
He didn't even guess.
No, we know. We bypassed that. Okay, so... two.
Oh, you know what? I don't know why. I have a phone thing there, but I'm too lazy.
2R, 2L.
Do you need the phony?
I'll do this.
Oh, okay.
All right, don't do too much. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you aboard this Boeing 40, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. It's for the bid. We are going to take off in about... We're going to push back here in about 10 minutes. They might have us waiting out there on the tarmac for a little while, but I thought it was better to push back and get us back there in case we get an early release. At least we're out there, and that is more than likely to happen. We know that traveling through the night like we are can be a little tiresome, but we'll try to make the best of it. We have great flight attendants out there with a great energy, and we'll try to make this really as comfortable as we can and do whatever we can to make this as painless as we can. I can't wait to go home and fuck up a storm.
No, I did a joke. I didn't ruin it because I didn't do it. Mine was at the end.
No, yeah, the end. You gotta end it somehow.
No.
This is the second time I've cried.
I shouldn't have ended. I could have just ended it, and I did. Mine was just so.
Sit back, relax, and
here's something I might say.
You know, I know. I always want to send a little extra love out there to the people in the middle seats. I've been there, and I think we've all been there, but we'll just, you know what, we'll do whatever we can even to make your trip as joyous as we can. be generous with the armrest, folks. That's all I can say. Somebody take the front, somebody take the back. That's what was told to me about 20 years ago. I got on a plane. I never heard of it. And the gentleman sitting next to me said, you take the front, I'll take the back. And it worked. So maybe that'll help out a lot of people sitting back there. Other than that, we're going to kick back right now, and we'll let you know what's going on once we get in the air.
It's always when he gets it back to like, yeah. Oh, and we're going to get you, we're going to get you going.
Can I tell you? I would say that as a pilot, because you know what? One person said that 15 years ago. It was like a businessman. He goes, how about you take the front, I'll take the back. And I went, that works, but I'm always uncomfortable to say it to somebody.
What does that mean, the front
of the
back?
You know,
the
front of the armrest, you put your arm there. You don't have to argue over it. No, it works.
I always do a silent fight.
Well, of course.
Hey, you're on my side of the armrest. Excuse me. Like, as soon as he lets up, I just fucking get in there.
I wait till they
stand my ground.
But the front and the back, here's the problem. When I'll do it. So let's say, you know, he moves away, right? Or she moves away. I'll take half of it without acknowledging it. The reason it worked with this guy, because he said it. I don't know why I'm always afraid to say that. Hey, you want to take the front? I'll take the back. Maybe it's been so long. I hope I'm saying it right. What if they think I'm hitting on them?
Never heard that.
Hey, you want me to take the back?
Yeah. So it works. Your just elbow goes that way, and your elbow goes that way. So if I was a captain, I would say that. And you know what? I bet there'd be a shit ton of people that would do it and go, that is going to make this whole trip better. Because you zigzag in there, and it's not that big of a deal. You're just, you know.
Captains don't give good enough advice.
Well, even if it wasn't that, thank you.
Hey, thank you for saying that.
Do you want to do it?
I'm not saying I'm brave, but.
Do you want to do it?
Yeah, sure, I'll do one.
Do you want to use the phone?
The phone?
Yeah, move away from the mic so it sounds like a real pilot.
I tried to put it to my ear. I was wearing headphones.
That's okay.
One, two. How are you guys hearing me? It sounds good?
Yeah.
You like the plane noise?
Yeah. Here, turn that up a little bit for me.
Oh, you're in the air. How about we're in the air? Do the one we're in the air. We're in the air, and he's saying hello again.
Hi there. This is Captain Rickster speaking. We're here flying at about 45,000 feet, which is pretty high up. It's pretty, that's higher than we normally.
No, hey.
It's gotta be legit.
Know what? If you can't do it, give the mic to your friend Aaron.
No, I got it.
This is not a time for joking.
Not a joke.
Hold on, stop the sound effects. You know, John Brandwagner doesn't play these wonderful sound effects for you to silly it up over there. If you can't do it,
my fault.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you the truth right now. I'm gonna make the stake.
This guy's trying to be funny.
I'm gonna make the stakes higher. You're in a movie, and you're being directed right now. It's not Todd Glass.
Nolan? It's an improv movie. Like they didn't have the
Christopher Nolan improv movie.
Christopher Nolan and Stanley Kubrick back from the dead.
Oh, God.
Whoa, combining.
This is my.
You don't get this part, you're fucked for life. You're never getting another movie.
This is my go-to. I always say, "What would you do? You're being directed."
Right.
Now, if you may pretend it's me, yeah, you can laugh
I'm
five
sorry,
times.
Listen, I've had some drinks, I've had some smokes.
Would
I'm
you say
a
that?
Good time.
Would you say that if you were in a movie?
No, you would never say that as a pilot.
Would you say that
I'm
if you're
saying
pilot?
It to yeah. you guys only, not in a movie?
Okay.
Just say it for real. You're in a. No, let's say that you're in a big Miloš Forman movie.
I get what he's saying. Stop! Everybody, stop! I want to acknowledge what Ethan said. Because he's right. It's like he said it to us, meaning I'm high and I've had a few drinks. So like you're the
we
rules,
shouldn't let him fly.
No, and so I we don't think you should fly. So I think Eric's right. You shouldn't be flying the plane.
Shouldn't
no.
even let him pretend fly.
Let me repeat the rules.
Yeah.
Okay. Since I know you're all fucked up and you go crazy.
You're right. My fault.
Okay.
What is this? Southwest.
So
I'm fucking.
It's
19,
you. It's
man.
Real. You can be funny, but you're not. You know, you're not. If you can't do it, just tap out. Don't
you.
Show me the respect I deserve.
Yeah. You're right.
Pete Holmes
You're right.
couldn't do
be
it.
Be honest.
Just right. you know what? I can't do it.
I'm
afraid to bear.
Best.
And
I'm
what would you
best.
Really say? I guess the yeah. reason I did it first because I thought, what it's what you think you could do with the power of being over that mic. I would imagine that's the. I don't think they take. Maybe this will help you.
Mm-hmm.
You could See. Either do an imitation of one. That's mm-hmm. fine. But I think what I'm saying is they're mostly not as good as they can be. When you hear a pilot, 10% of the time. The reason I thought about this is because I heard a pilot. His announcement was really good. It was in the area what I would do. I could do it even better. But he did some things you never hear before and had to do with, this is an uncomfortable thing, and we're all going to get there and
right.
take a deep breath.
Good
maybe now's a good
announcement.
Time.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that guy was great. That guy was great.
Okay, I'll try
so,
it. I'll
so
try
that's,
it.
Is that what you would want to do?
Did you now, know in pilot school there's a whole class on announcements?
I would imagine there is.
I was trying
I
to
I made
make
that up.
I was trying to make yeah, just like
why do you have to ruin when Eric has a good point?
I was just trying to make a good announcement and I fucked up.
No, you didn't fuck up. You know what? You're comfortable here.
No, Sadie, fucked up.
No, no,
I think you're too hard. Are you his dad?
No, but well, I wish I was.
He's the director. This is director Michael
Oh, you're
Bay.
The director.
You saw Whiplash. Fucking Milos Forman over here. I'm trying to direct my friend.
By the way, that's right. Look at it this way. If you get this wrong this time, and you, this is money, and you need it.
Yep.
No, no. Hey, hey, stop, stop. I'm going to let him take over in a second.
Love it.
And I'm not bullshitting you. Don't do this as a bit on the Todd Glass Show. No, you're on the set.
On the set.
And you will let go, and you will lose
script,
a lot of money.
The script was lost, and I need to come up with
one day.
A good small scene where I'm giving an announcement as a pilot.
And all the director says is, it's not a joke. Just do it like you would do. With,
yeah, give us some announcements.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Action.
Baby.
Shut up. Is that your trademark?
Yeah.
Don't fuck around. I can tell you right now. If I see a snicker on your face, I'm going to throw a hot bagel at you.
I'm not going to look at you.
He's just holding a phone to his head.
I know, but he's snickering. He's got a little smile.
Turned around.
Now he's turned.
He can't even.
By the way, to George Carlin, now he's completely turned around.
He looks like he's shamed.
And he's like putting his head between his legs with the fake phone to make this announcement. So let's not make it hard for him. Here we go. Shh. He's giggling.
Just like a real pilot would.
No, come on. If he can't do it, Eric, you're his friend. You got to be hard on
today.
Him.
You better fucking nail this.
This is not that hard. This says a lot about
friendship.
No, no, no. Oh. To George Carlin, I think this says a lot about that there's something here. It's weird. As silly as we can all be, the announcement.
To be serious.
I think you should. Everyone should be aware. You should be able to do it because it's like a part of you. You want to be able to show in a movie,
right,
or an acting or a sketch. You want to be able to show all parts of you. And there's something lock up here. There's a genuineness about it. All right, don't. I swear to God.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. First of all, we want to thank you for flying United tonight. It's a beautiful night, and we're going to be getting into Las Vegas in about 4.5 hours. A little earlier than we previously thought, so that's good. We're coming in a little bit early. So, so you get to see your family or whoever. whoever you're going to see, and that's great. And, we'll see you, see you next time, and,
He's drinking. I to George Carlin, I want to apologize to you.
Can you hear over he's drinking
the bit
something?
Is ruined. He's like,
to be honest, to George Carlin, we turned it into a bit.
So at our estimated time, it's going to be about 8:15 p.m., so thank you so much, Flying United, and I'll check in with you in about an hour and a half, and you're we'll be coming in real smooth. Thank you so much.
Okay, hold on. That was great. Stop with that thing at the end. But that was very good. And by the way, I'm gonna say you accomplished it. You know why? Because really, the only time it turned into a bit is when we started playing the sound effects.
That got me. I gotta say.
But I knew you were going for it. Yeah. I knew you were going for it. Okay. So you did it. You did it. It was hard. Thank you. Now, woo! I'm not gonna judge or grade them unless you guys want.
But was your direction to Eric just
grade
now?
The fuck out of me.
I think your direction to Eric just now was you do better.
No, no, no. You hear
said
shit.
Now you're gonna do better.
No, I didn't. How
so
dare you?
Like
a tee up.
Less of an order and more of a. I know. I got you. No, I see it in you, kid.
Locked and loaded.
Almost like I'm kind of like your protege.
Thank you.
Would you say?
You know what? You're exactly. Oh,
can you sign this?
Thank you. What's your name? What's your name?
I'd say it's quickly.
Hey, it's for a friend.
Take a show that's a fun show, and then play that sound effect. And that one, no one still to this day knows what it is.
Is that from a video game?
No, they're public domain sound effects.
And I hate them.
It's all Aristotle.
Where'd you get stuff like that?
Aristotle will only let us play. These are the only four we're allowed to use now. That, this, and then this, and then the boing. The boing. And that's all we got.
Hit the boing.
Oh, and this. All right, stop the
Dance.
Show. I want to...
Let Eric do the phone, the pilot.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Aristotle.
Captain.
See, that's what I love about Aristotle. That's why.
Hey, now you get a turn.
That's why when there's food out, like if I put nice food out.
He'll eat it all.
I don't let anybody eat it till Aristotle gets
that's
here.
True.
Mm. I go, no, not till Aristotle gets here. So wait they've grown to dislike him. They're behind his back. They go, he's like, they think, and I heard this, they think he's like the Willy Wonka kid. Like, Todd said no one could eat the food till I get there.
So,
live with a bunch of orphans?
I don't know. I got too fun. I had too much fun there for a second. I got too much fresh air. Mommy?
Well,
okay,
listen,
so
Todd,
you're going to do the pilot. To George Carlin, look at me,
Eric. Yeah. I'm not going to.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
On my life, I believe you. And can I give you one little bit of direction?
Yeah.
What the hell's that? I didn't pay my sound effects bill.
Oh, shit.
They turned it off on you.
They turned off my sound effects.
I tell you.
John had to put his ATM card down to get more. All right, listen.
Hey, I don't get the
ATM. I want you to utilize, if in the back of your head, if I was the director, you're good at this.
You're already really good.
You're good at this.
This is my 500th
flight. You're the guy that takes advantage of that. You can calm people. That just take a little time. Say something from your heart. You're the good pilot. That's what you're doing in impersonation of. I don't want to give you a script. Say it from your heart. What's your name again, son?
What?
What's your name again, son?
Bradley Jacobs.
Okay. Well, I think you're a good actor. I like what you're doing with this. So this one, just treat it real. You know what I mean? Just treat it like if you're a pilot and you're one of those guys that really, you know what you're doing.
And camera rolling.
Wow. It is a real movie. Say more of that shit.
Sound speed.
Wow. Wow.
On a film set.
One, two, no, that's
it. Well, that's it.
It works.
Okay, I'm going to sit back. To George Carlin, don't interrupt him. When I feel it's time to maybe bring in whatever you want to do, John Barrett Wagner, I will give you a nod. But at first, I want to see how long you'll go. Here we go.
Camera's rolling.
Okay.
Sound speed. Just waiting on you to say action and then
action. And it's a close-up view in the cockpit. Don't picture him here with a microphone in a studio.
If you turn around, it helps, by the way.
He's in a pilot uniform. Go look at Eric online. He's in a pilot uniform. He looks good.
he looks really good.
I do have a full mustache right now. A pilot.
Yeah, but you have. Why do you have to take a conversation like that that's fun and then you do that, which makes people think? That to this day nobody knows what it is. Okay, so go ahead. Here we go. To George Carlin, seesaw noise. Good job on the sound effects, John.
Camera's rolling. Sound speed.
Yes. Action. Hold on.
Okay. Camera's rolling.
And by the way, I'm going to repreface this. I want to make the stakes higher. Not in a bit.
Okay, hell.
Not
you
in a bit.
Bet
stop
to see if
with
I laugh?
The bit. Stop. We're in a bit.
No bits.
I want you to really make pretend you're getting paid to do this, and they're going to let you go.
Yeah.
The director just came and he borderline yelled at you. He goes, "If you can't do this, it's okay. I'll tell you what. I'll pay you. I don't want to be the bad guy here, but do we got to bring in another guy?
Hold on.
What seems to be the problem with just doing it like
straight.
A regular? Yeah.
You're being paid $4,200 to be here a day.
All right, make it more. It's a bid. $50,000. Make it $100. Do it a bit and say $100. Do it again. Say $100.
Brian, you're being paid $100.
Bradley.
Bradley. I'm sorry. First of all, I'm new here and I apologize to
okay.
you. I'm his assistant, but
thank
I'm supposed
you.
To say
he's
this.
A good guy.
You're being paid. Thank you. I
$100,000.
You're being paid
$100. Well, hello. I am Bradley's agent and I want you to double that. Also, I need to know, are you going to turn this into a bit for my client? He can't be doing serious acting if you're going to be coming around making bits
we're
out of his work.
We're not going to be doing any bits.
He's a serious actor.
All right.
Oscar nominations.
We're not doing any bits, I can assure you.
I'll sign a non-bit disclosure.
No, to George Carlin, we're not going to do bits during it. No,
I'm from legal, and we can't technically do bits.
My hands are tied.
Listen,
at this
point. Money's not an issue. We'll do 200,000.
All right.
Take your places.
All right.
I'm getting 10,000.
Let's wrap up. Let's go back to one.
I want to make this very clear to George Carlin.
Yeah.
Are we playing with the George Carlin? No, we just got a little silly. This is to George Carlin. Nobody interrupt him. At one point, I'll give you a nod. But I want to see how long you do it for real. Back to the bit where in the movie, they just stop production for about 3 hours because they go, what is the problem with this scene?
This scene needs to split it up, pilot.
Dialogue. This podcast proves that maybe if they were shooting a movie and they were in the plane and they were actors, they'd be able to do it. But this, Pete Holmes, he wasn't, he was unsure of himself. It was hard.
OJ.
He's a paid regular.
Right. I was never unsure.
And he's a professional actor. He makes his living.
I make a living.
It's definitely a living.
Okay,
I make
here we
a
go.
Living.
Okay.
I'm going to give you, since you're the director of the PA, and you can direct him. It's all you have to do is talk into it, not to brag.
All right. Is this working?
Yes.
Great.
You can turn it louder if you want on the thing.
Can it be louder? Can you guys hear
Crank
me?
Crank it.
Okay, everybody cool?
Let me make it louder.
I'm serious. I think
we'll be right back after these technical difficulties are solved.
True.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Really maybe good. It only recognizes really get in your there. Voice.
I think so.
All right, so let's run it back from one. Here we go. Captain Pilot singing take one. And remember, this is just kind of straight Captain Pilot shit. So nothing crazy.
It's a very relaxed director.
let's all
straight
take
pilot
easy.
Shit.
Let's all take it easy and do just straight shit. Cameras rolling and action.
Action. Don't try to make it hard for him.
Yeah, this is your captain speaking. We've now hit a cruising altitude of 42,000 feet. Pretty soon, Kathy and Diane will be coming in to play you the welcome video, which will...
Real snooze fest. Oh, this guy really takes this actor really takes advantage of the power of making an announcement to 300 people that could make
I
your
play
energy.
With space.
In a second, we're gonna roll in the video.
Bradley,
well,
you're doing good. Let's just get a little more dialogue going.
All right.
Cameras rolling. Keep it rolling. Action.
Hey, look, do it.
I'm gonna give you a little direction. Do it.
Ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
Do you want the opportunity to do it or don't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shut
up. Okay.
Quiet on set.
Quiet on the set, first AD.
We're losing light.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking.
Look away from him. Don't anybody look at him.
Nobody look at me.
It'll make it easier for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. My name is Richard Cortez. I am, been flying with Delta for over 10 years now, and just want to let you all know we're at a cruising altitude of 10,000 feet. Still need that fasten seatbelt. Light is on, so don't go anywhere. Notice there's a couple of children on the flight. Just want to say hello, and if you want to come back, Diane will give you a pair of wings. Put that on your backpack or something. Anyway, we have full in-flight entertainment. We have all the greatest movies from HBO, stars, even a live satellite feed of a couple different sports channels. It's my favorite, the MLB. And if you look to your right, you can see the first lip of the Grand Canyon. Pretty beautiful. And pretty soon we're going to bring a snack cart. There are going to be all sorts of spirits, liquors, and sodas. And some Sun Chips. Boy, do I love Sun Chips. Hey, Gerald, come on, man.
Hey, no jokes.
No jokes.
Action, cut. I give you a very high grade.
Thank you.
Yeah, by the way, I was not laughing to break. I thought it was so funny. So I was giggling, but you stayed through. Yeah. I don't know if anybody so far has said anything that would relax people. You talked about
did
the sun
you
chip.
Say
there's
the
no
first,
right or wrong.
Did you say the first lip of the
yeah.
game? I don't know what that means.
First lip. The first leg.
The Todd Glass Show is professional, so it's time to go to commercial.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, so listen.
The first vag.
Here's what we're going to do when we come back.
Canyon,
I want you to remember this. I have to pee-pee out of my pee-pee hole.
Again?
This is crazy.
So what you're saying is I'm better at than Pete Holmes.
There's no... of course. He knows
of
it. And you're going to win a free episode of his show.
To of Crashing?
Yeah, you're going to be star in an episode. I made a deal with him that whoever did...
whoever did the pilot,
you're going to be on an episode of Crashing.
Tweet, I get to be on a show with Artie Lang.
And the crowd goes wild.
Tweet at Pete Holmes and say you should put Eric on the show.
The crack of the bat.
All right, off with the sound effects.
So beautiful.
So what we're going to do is I have to go go to the bathroom. But when we come back, nice. We're going to play. Must be nice.
We're going to play grab ass.
We're going to play. we're going to play. Hold on, everybody.
Oops.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry,
a little freshen it up a little. We're gonna play an Elvis song of Elvis singing, words.
What old people want?
All I've got words. What's words? The song called? It's only words and words. It's beautiful. To George Carlin.
Oh, the either. Brothers Gibb.
And I love. Yeah, it's the Andy and I think it's theirs. Yes, it is theirs. And Elvis Presley does a really cool version of it. But also something funny happens when he starts the song. So what we're going to do is we're going to play that. This is just called a tease in the business, as
I
you know.
I love it.
And then we're going to all go around and see who can sing the saddest song.
Well, we could do it, yeah, whatever we want. Whatever we want with the Elvis song, though. So we're going to play that. This is a tease. I know how to give teases. People are so mad. Some people say they think I do it just to fluff up the podcast and make it longer. But I'm like, please.
Please. It's a tease.
Please,
it's a teaser.
Please. You really think I do that? Stop. Stop it. Stop. Oh, come on. Stop.
We're fluffing right now?
Stop.
We're putting fluff
no,
in
tease,
this.
Please.
This is not fluff.
Stop it.
Why would
yeah,
we,
that's what I do. No. Everybody stop. You got me.
You know,
I do these things, and I just go on and on and on because I want a two-hour podcast.
Yeah,
I caught you in
do.
Your fucking
ha,
milk.
Ha, ha, ha.
Okay, then I'm going to play a version of it that I sped up, which Jingle Joe sped it up, because I think this could be a great intro song on the road. It's only words. It's all about stand-up comedy. So I asked Joe to speed up a version of it and then have JJ or somebody play trumpet to it.
Yeah.
It's only words. But anyway, well, that's what we're going to do. But does anybody else have to go to the bathroom?
I just didn't know JJ Abrams played trumpet.
I was going to make the same joke. That's crazy.
Wow, you guys are tied at the hip.
I wish we weren't. Why'd we use this rope?
Shrimp.
I just want everyone to feel loved. Are you in a good mood?
A great mood.
You guys are great.
You're great.
You're, yeah, come
thanks
on.
For having us, man.
All,
really.
Everybody here. We feel very...
this is a very special time for us.
Feels like we're at camp, right? Yeah. Like summer camp.
You know what? It is. I try not to take for granted, but in here, it does feel like it's very it's very tranquil, and it feels like a cabin-esque.
Yes.
Yeah. Like it. I like it. I get used to my house. Maybe because I'm not in here every day. Because my house, I'm used to.
Wherever you are listening to this, just close your eyes and pretend like you're in a cabin.
And there you are.
And go like this.
Yeah, and then go.
Go.
And then go poo-poo in your pants.
Go poo-poo in your pants.
Because you
everybody
know what?
Everybody deserves. Me and my friends used to have a thing where every Saturday we just
shit your pants.
Put it
all get together and shit.
Put on a diaper.
Put on
a diaper and we ate cheesesteaks and shitting. And I remember shitting 8 times in a pair of Pampers thinking, these things can really take a load.
We'd all get together and eat cheesesteaks on a Friday night
with
our coffee.
Diapers.
Bunch of coffee and wear diapers.
And then we all hold hands and shit.
Come to me on the day of, of this cheesesteak special.
You want a cheesesteak?
You come to my.
How about I put some. What's your favorite?
Stop it. That's not the show I have. That's not the show I have. And that's
the Godfather.
What is.
is this, we'll be what, right back.
I want to tell you, seriously,
Godfather.
Stop. Let me just say this.
What if my mom decided to listen to the show? Seriously. She goes, you know what? I don't know. She randomly comes here.
Sorry, Todd's mom.
You don't think that could happen, and that's actually doable. What would she do when she just heard that one?
She'd probably go,
There's one gross one in there. It's grosser than all of them because it sounds more real. Not that one. Go back. Not that, well, that one. No, no.
That
I'm not joking
wet.
Around.
That's the one I recorded
that
and sent to John.
That one was
which,
me.
Which one? Look, this bit is going to get... Oh, not yeah, that's it.
I just feel bad for everyone listening.
That one, that one, that one.
Sorry,
painfully real. I hate all this. This is my worst nightmare, but yet I'm also loving
it. It's not even funny, but I'm laughing very hard.
Okay, let's guess which is the real one. Let's get no, that's not a real one. No,
that one.
No.
Are you sure?
That's
no.
not.
No way.
That's no.
What about this one?
Wait, that. Oh. That was a no.
That was real.
That was real.
Was.
That was
that
real.
Was real.
That was real.
These are all real. These
that
are.
Was real, but it wasn't a fart.
It was a real
I can
sound
handle
effect.
This bit. I just can't handle that word.
Oh, what?
No. F word.
Fart.
Larry Ferrari.
Hey. Larry fart.
I got to get over it because I love this joke. I love this. I love playing these sound effects. You know what? People need. There's a lot going on in the world right now. Seriously. There's a lot going on in the world right now, and people don't want to think. People do not want to think. They just... Because up to... Yeah.
Can I get a recording of this? I need help sleeping.
Can I? Thank you. People... All the late-night talk show hosts, a lot of people think they talk about Trump, and people think that they need... They don't want to watch their late-night talk shows talk about Trump. So this is for all those people that just want a more lighthearted late-night show. We play this, you get a laugh.
Yeah, you want comedians to stay out of politics?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Here
this
you
is
go.
The show for you.
And then we do this for half an hour at 11 to 11:30, and you can tune in.
The cooties are here.
Cooties are
the
here.
The cooties are here. The cooties
That's
are
right,
here.
That's right, everybody. The cooties are here.
The cooties are here. A warm, warm welcome to Eric and Ethan on the Todd Glass Show.
Yeah, we took a break. Sure, we took a break.
Mm-hmm, little pee pee.
Four days ago.
I like this Elvis song because he, somebody yells out from the crowd, but he's like so on to the next song. The band gets big quick. It's like, yeah,
we'll
sorry.
We'll get up next, man. Get you later.
Play it from the beginning again.
Get you later.
Play it from the beginning again. So John Brand Wagner this afternoon. Go ahead, play it from the beginning again.
What we got up next, man?
That was sweet, by the way.
I'm having a stroke.
Get you later.
Play it from the beginning again. Let's see. The fun part is timing it. Do you wait for the music?
Yeah.
I think you hate when he goes, what do we have up next? And then you start yelling it out for like three.
And what person are you on stage? Are you an audience member?
Yeah, we're an audience member. She, in real life,
and
she
yelled like, he's like walking over to him and he's like, hey, honey. And then
he goes, she starts yelling out a request for a song, but he's already on the one. So when the song plays, he goes, I'll get you later.
He says, what do we got next to the
band?
Right,
right.
She thinks he's taking requests.
Oh, yeah. She ended up getting hit by a bus.
The other day,
here we go.
She was 81.
It's a horror podcast again.
It's so funny.
Last house from the last.
It's so. Oh my god, that is the. Oh, that is just. It's just so dramatic. Every time he plays the.
Welcome back to Murder Ghost.
It's a bump, bump, bump. Ah. Okay. So,
Knife Town.
What are
Can
we talking?
Go first.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh wait, can we start over?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
What we got up next, man?
We need a doctor!
Get you later.
Give it for the beginning again. Try it.
I came in a little early.
I've got a good one.
Okay, here you go.
What we got up next, man?
My wife is having a baby!
Get you later.
Can you put some reverb in our mics? And don't talk directly into them like we're coming from the audience.
Yeah.
Here we go.
We're yelling up to Elvis.
Yeah, we don't have our mics, because so, we're in the audience. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Who's going? What we got up next, man?
We got to say who's going.
Oh, okay. I know, we're all nervous.
I didn't want to interrupt somebody.
I'll go. Hold on, I'll go. Well, John, you go.
What we got up next, man?
Oh my God, help me, my car.
Get you later.
Help. My boy, what did you say? What did you say, John?
That's his car.
Help me.
Help me.
My scar?
My car?
No, he said my car. Help me.
My car.
My car.
I'm trapped under my car. All right.
It was okay. Vague, but it sounded real.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. What we got up next, man?
My daughter got electrocuted! Help me!
Get you later.
All right. I'll go.
Okay. What we got up next, man?
There's no one else here! You're the only one who can help!
Get you later.
He's in a void with Elvis. He doesn't know where he is.
I'll get you later. Just,
yeah, yeah.
Okay, so here's my
get out.
Here's my thing to you. So I sped up a version, and I want to know how good. I have some words here for you, and I sped up a version because here's what I want JJ or Gabe to play trumpet to. So can you try singing it with some reverb in your voice?
Give me a second.
Smile.
Don't.
All right, good. Do you worst case sing? Scenario, we'll switch off.
Oh, don't sing good?
No.
Hey, excuse me. Don't sing good.
You try to act like that's what I told you.
What? Don't sing good?
No. Because
that's what
you.
I do. I sing good.
Oh, no. Sing good. So,
you
look,
take that?
We know that, you know, that we're putting words in front of you and it's to a different speed of the music, but you'll do the. I just always like, because I know you guys can both sing, so I thought, you know, let's see what you can do. With,
you take the back of the armrest.
You take the back of the armrest. I'll take the front. Are you ready? Now put a lot of reverb in their voice. And thank you for doing this because it's fun for me.
Of course,
no problem.
It's fun for me to. Now thank you.
Hey.
Go thank yourself.
Don't thank yourself.
Go thank yourself.
Oh, you left the crizzolis in the fridge again. Come on. You're my vafangul, I thought.
I'm still your vafangul. I love you.
Come on. No, you're not.
Yeah,
you left the crizzolis in the fridge and now it's going to go bad.
I forgot one thing.
This is why I see a therapist. This is why I see a therapist, and I shouldn't, because I work in waste management.
I'm not going to go with you. I'm not going with you anymore.
He works in waste management.
I work in... Hey, it's kind of...
There's nothing wrong.
No, there's nothing wrong, guys.
It's a good job.
Hey, mama
son. Like this? You like this family?
Mama
you like son. This cul-de-sac? You like what I got for you? Hey!
Oh!
Oh! Motto!
Gotcha!
All right, so... okay, the Elvis song.
Oh, yeah, the Elvis song.
Elvis
song. Are we ready? Do the best job you can. Don't fuck it up.
Okay, yeah, sure.
I'm so tired of these guests fucking shit up. I try to have a comfortable atmosphere. All right, here we go.
One, two, and a one, two,
that does,
three.
Oh, now, that was appropriate. That was great.
It was
a great
appropriate.
Countdown.
Didn't he do a great?
The timing on that was immaculate.
Reverb. If any have a tambourine.
Smile.
Want to start over?
Don't ever
Let's start over.
Okay.
We'll do it three times if we have to. Commit.
I think it's right here.
Don't try to sound so great.
Smile, an everlasting smile. A smile can bring you near to me.
Hey, baby.
Don't ever let me find you gone, cause that would bring a tear to me.
Yeah.
This world has lost its glory. Let's start a brand new story now. My love. Right now, there'll be no real time, and I can show you how, my love. Talk in everlasting words and dedicate them all to me. And I will give you all my life. I'm here if you should call to me. It's only words, and words are all I have to take your heart away.
We never heard.
That was great. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Shut up.
Thank you. Thank you.
Seriously, we need a doctor.
Hey,
we
baby.
Need a doctor.
I'm sorry. I don't know a doctor.
Let me
we
get
need
you.
A doctor. I'm not
He's
shitting
He's not breathing.
Let me get you later.
Hey,
get
can
you
I? Later.
What?
somebody get that man. He's hurt.
What we got up next, man?
I need a doctor. Please.
Get you later.
I think
I was robbed.
I was robbed.
That's the man.
Oh, do it again. Okay. You do it. Do that one. Go ahead.
What we got up next, man?
I'm being robbed.
Get you later.
He's getting away.
I got one. I got one. Ready?
What we got up next, man?
I just robbed that guy.
Get you later.
I'm getting away.
That's smile, an everlasting smile.
He's smile. That guy stole my wallet and stabbed me.
Get you later.
Hold on, ready?
I think I've got one.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
We sound like old Hollywood guy.
I need a ride from LAX at 5:30.
Get you later.
That's good.
Okay, ready, go.
What we got up next, man?
You want to buy Girl Scout cookies?
Get you later.
Here, wait, I got one.
Okay.
Can I do one?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, go.
What we got up next, man?
I got a bunch of rare Pokemon for sale.
Get you later.
All right.
What we got up next, man?
Hey, can I sing one? Please.
Get you later.
Nah.
Can I sing one? What a moron.
You know, sometimes
yelling out from the crowd.
Sometimes bands will like let guitar players like play with them, but like I think it's the worst thing in the world for like the balls for a fan to be like, let me play with you.
Yeah, sometimes the friends point him out. And when that happens, that's cool.
Oh, he's a sign. Yeah.
This guy, though, is just like...
He wants to sing instead of Elvis.
Yeah.
Let me try one.
Can I
not,
try one?
And he's not good at all.
No.
Okay. He's not good at all.
When he yells.
No, like, he's horrible. And he's just that cocky in some, you know, Madison Square Garden.
Atlantic City.
And he yells up.
No, thank you.
Get you later. What we got up next, man?
If you're human, you'll help me. Please.
Get you later.
I got one. Please.
What we got up next, man?
I have a bunch of pills for sale.
Get you later.
I got one. I think I got a good one.
I thought it's...
What we got up next, man?
Can I see your penis?
Get you later.
I'll get you later.
Go ahead. Welcome back to another episode of I Got One. Next,
go ahead.
Dad, you were supposed to pick me up from school yesterday.
I'm going to sing this now. Let me sing it.
Oh.
Go ahead.
What we got up next, man?
What'd you think of that new Marvel movie?
Get you later.
I'll get you later. A smile. Oh, an everlasting smile. A smile.
Wait, can I do
what we got up next, man?
Has anyone seen my dad? I'm 8 years old.
I love how he does it. Sing it.
Smile, an everlasting smile. A smile could bring you near to me.
There was a period of time where was in like popular music for a while. It was in Born to Run.
Good God!
Yep, Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run.
Definitely Johnny Cash, right?
It was in it was on that song.
On this side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law. Can I do an improv song like we did it this weekend? Can I indulge?
Yes.
So you guys could be... So I was in... I've talked about it on the opening who they were, but there were some local comedians along with a local drummer, and one did the iPad. The other three were on, like, you know, Triangle and Ratchet, and I mentioned them up front. But one night I started doing that song with the, you know, this old man, where I do a song about the audience, and they just started doing the backup, and it was so much fun. So here, give me a little... So I'll just go to somebody in the audience. I would be like... okay, so what is your what's your name, sir?
Eric.
Eric, and what's your favorite color?
Blue.
Okay, here we go.
It's green. I'm sorry. Can I change it?
Yes, sure.
It's green.
Green. Okay. Look at Eric. He likes green.
Green, 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 with a big green, 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 green.
His name's Eric. His name's Eric.
Eric, 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 Eric.
So one night there was a woman in the audience, and I wanted her to smile, and she wouldn't smile. So I started going, give me the music. I started going, just and going up there from the stage, far away.
But, and they all started doing it on their own. Gucci, Gucci, goo. Gucci, Gucci, goo. Gucci, 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 goo. Gucci, 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 goo. Gucci, 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 goo. Gucci, Gucci, goo. Gucci, Gucci, goo. Gucci, 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 goo. Can I tell you something? The very pleasant moment when you stop that, because you can't hear whether you, sometimes you stop a bit like that, you go, okay, no one's laughing. To when you stop it and they're laughing, because it's so absurd, you know. But you don't know when you're, I don't, when you're playing music loud, you don't know if they're,
you don't know what's going on.
Stop it. Why do you have to ruin a nice question?
They don't laugh when I do that at the women at bus stops.
What, you that sound effect?
No, I come up behind them, I say, coochie, coochie.
Go up. You think it's the right temperature with what's going on in the world right now with your flippant jokes?
Yeah, that
no,
kind
that's
of joke?
Why you have to say coochie, coochie.
Coochie, coochie, goo.
Gucci, I kill Gucci, goo. At my house with the coochie, coochie material.
Well, you do.
I mean, we are two-thirds of the coochies. So.
Coochie, coochie, goo. Coochie, 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 coochie. Cootie, cootie, coochie.
Cootie, cootie, coo.
I thought this show was about politics.
I have an idea.
I got something to say.
Oh, you do? Sure.
Oh, shit.
I just wanted him to hit that. I don't have nothing to say.
Whenever you have something to say, we play that for a guest. We feel we owe it to you if you're going to drive down
well,
here.
Well, if that's the case, I guess there is something I'd like to say.
Yeah, we've been meaning to talk to you about this.
Oh, what?
I really have something on my mind.
You're not going to fucking believe it, buddy.
You know, hey, I got stuff on my mind, too.
Well, I'll tell you what.
No, I got a lot of stuff on my mind.
There's something I want to say, though.
What? Oh, I got that with explosives.
I just fucking...
Well, I got that. The one you had, that's my head, but then with crazy sound effects. That's me.
Well...
And the boing, 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 boing.
Well, I'll tell you what.
You want to top that? And I have a German Shepherd.
And an old arcade.
What is this bit? What are we doing? Are we okay?
No, I just started with I had something to say.
Okay. Oh. Okay, I want to stop the show and apologize. Okay, so we had this running bit. I've been doing it in my act about the Cheesecake Factory if they had a cruise.
Oh yeah.
You know, like what type of why what's going on?
Yeah. No, it's just funny.
Did I stop abruptly? Oh, okay.
No.
So if the Cheesecake Factory had a cruise. So it's like, you know, I have a few, but like, it's like, you know, ladies and gentlemen, today at 3 of the Lido deck, we'll fill the pool with spaghetti. They're all gluttonous things. They're all just, you know, take a ride in a helicopter made of pork chops. You know, it's like, you know, come down. Would you like, we'll shove fudge up your ass at the wellness bar for your complexion.
Ham shuffleboard.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Throw a roast beef sandwich at our maitre d' for an extra dollar.
The Cheesecake Factory Cruise Cheesecake Shelf. Where are you?
We're gonna hold on. Now you're going to use that because we want to make it sound like you're on a PA.
Oh, wow.
What would the announcements be on the Cheesecake Factory Cruise? You know, it's always like, all right, ladies and gentlemen, today at 3 at the Lido deck.
You want to use a megaphone?
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Yeah.
Everybody's fine.
This is your cruise director.
No, you're going to use the megaphone. Okay. Where is the megaphone?
Oh. More like the megaphone.
What?
Whoa.
Where's the megaphone?
Horror podcast.
This is just too much.
I've never used one of these.
Hello?
Okay, well, you figured
it's
it out
first
pretty
time
good.
For everything.
He just said that so we think he's a quick learner. What, you hold the part in front of your mouth and talk? I've never used one of these. What a quick learner.
That's like you only ever see them in movies.
Yeah.
What it's is like this, a cone?
It's like picking up a rag and going, I never wiped anything with these before. That's not a perfect example, but I had to fill in something.
I liked it.
And I knew that would lead to this.
Hello?
And you'd say hello,
does
and
here
people
we are.
Would forget about what happened before.
Of course.
Are you ready? And don't make a joke about it. That's my new podcast. Hey, no jokes. Thank you, Keith. And no one else laughs because they're used to me.
One and a two and a one, two, three.
No. Okay, here you go. A little softer in the background. Here we go.
Cheesecake Cruise.
Yeah, Cheesecake. Well, these are announcements out by the pool. Yeah. These are gluttonous things. Rory Scovel said there's a mustard buffet today at 3. Not to put the pressure on you, but that's what Rory Scovel said. Stop it before you laugh any further. I want to let you know what Jim Gaffigan said.
Just what?
No pressure.
Not Jim Gaffigan. His was great. Jim Gaffigan said,
eat your height in butter today at 3 on the Lido deck.
That's
good. So
that was mine, goddammit.
Yeah, that was shh.
Whoa. Shots fired.
I don't know. The last I heard, Jim Gaffigan said it, and I could prove it. I can't prove it, but my word, if my word means something, I'll prove it.
I can prove it, but my wife can't.
Wait.
Okay, so go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay.
These are announcements on the Cheesecake Factory cruise.
For like a weird...
Go ahead.
Hey, everyone, it's David, your cruise director.
Oh, I like that.
Just want to remind you all that we have a muster station meeting at 10. And then afterwards, you can take a ride on the Ham Water Slide down into a ball pit.
Of what?
Of balls.
Pea soup.
Of pea soup.
I'm helping you.
Yeah, thank you.
There's a mustard station at the mustard station.
Yeah. There's a mustard...
Eat all the mustard seeds you want at the mustard station.
There's a mustard station at the mustard station?
Yes.
That's crazy. That's like high... That's like...
We have all different types of mustard.
How many types?
It's like a pool inside of a pool.
We have Dijon. We have honey. We have honey Dijon. Yellow. Classic yellow.
Expensive cruise.
This is a real nice cruise with a mustard.
You can take a bath in money.
Oh, you know what I hear? One of Rory's was, you know that thing you put money in that it spins it all over? He knows the name of it, so he said it. You know, what's that called? You go in a booth, there's money all over?
A wind tunnel?
Yeah, wind tunnel.
A cash machine?
But there's toppings all over, and you go in with your Tostitos, and it catches all the toppings. People would love it. That's the perfect one. I've never been able to top it, and that's why he's doing better than me.
You couldn't top the toppings?
I couldn't top the topping bit.
All right, Ethan has the megaphone now.
Don't make horror podcast.
Hey, Ian, don't make a joke about it.
No, it's not a joke to me. Cheesecake Factory Cruise here. It's not a joke. This is your captain speaking. It's Ralph. And I just wanted to let you know that on the flight deck, on the top deck there, we got our whole pasta station. So you're going to want to get in there because it's four for a dollar. So
four what?
Four pieces of pasta.
Four strands of pasta per
dollar. And you can mix and match.
We weigh it out as you leave the station. So, in other words, and there is going to be a big line, by the way, and you got to wait in it.
So there's like penne and angel hair and...
No. There's one pasta, and it's those little bow ties.
Miniature bow ties? Not even the big bow ties?
Miniature bow ties, no sauce.
Who's performing in there? Make the announcement. What comedian is it?
Unfortunately, we couldn't book...
Turn your mic down a little.
Is it Paul Mooney?
Sorry, this is my first day as captain.
All right, let me hear who's performing. You tell the...
Tonight.
Who would it be?
Can you guys hear me? Is this
sure we can.
Just want to make sure on the flight deck you can hear me.
Sure we can.
Tonight we couldn't book a comedian,
the Lido deck.
Unfortunately, but we got the bass player from R.E.M., which is great. So he's going to play just the bass parts.
Oh.
And then hopefully the plan is that the crowd will sing the songs. We don't know what will happen yet. He's
and then
never
we don't.
Tried it.
It's hard to decipher the bass part alone.
He doesn't even tell us what he's going to do. There's no reel. We don't know what he's going to do, but
there's
we
no
respect
set list.
Him. We respect him because he was in R.E.M. and he plays great bass.
And he gets really mad.
Cheesecake
if you
Factory.
Don't know it right away.
Here at Cheesecake Factory, we want to give you guys the assurance everything will have cheese that you eat here on the cruise.
The Todd Glass Show is professional, so it's time to go to commercial.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Are those peanut butter pretzels still over there? Shit. Oh, my God. It's overwhelming. I need to chill out.
Yeah, in general.
Thank you. I'm not afraid to reset. A lot of other podcasts, that's what I hear.
Oh, my God. They all those think, NPR
they're
ones
afraid if you're going in for the close, you can't level out a little and then go, I like to... What is this? Oh, it's our new... We're going... We're having a new branding.
Poor love, Todd Glass. We love Todd Glass. I'm so hungry. I'm hungry all the time. But why am I Irish now? What happened? I got so hungry my accent changed. Poor love, Todd Glass.
I like it. That's an that's one we haven't played in a while. Look at that. I wonder if that guy still listens to the show.
Hmm.
If he does, well, you just heard your song. If not, and we find out, we'll edit it out.
Yeah, and either way, fuck you.
Yeah, thanks.
If we found out that you didn't listen,
yeah,
then we'll be put.
No, we
don't do anything.
Just the fact that you could not be listening pisses me off.
Yeah, you're lucky I don't come over there.
Yeah.
Don't make me come back there.
Don't make me come over there. I'm going to, you're going to lose it, right?
Yeah, I'm going to fucking lose it. I'm going to have to come back there.
I told him I hate that term. I'm going to lose it. Yeah, well, then, you know what? Go see a counselor.
Stop hitting your sister, all right?
I'm going to
come back
it.
There. I'm going to. I'm gonna lose it.
What does that mean? Lose it.
When I lose,
I'm not gonna follow.
Cool.
I'm not gonna follow rules that are good.
Oh,
hey,
yeah,
they're threatening their children. Hey,
the
one more time, I will fucking lose it. You know what that means? Not do discipline that's proper.
Yep.
That I'll lose it. Like I will because what you're gonna do?
I'm gonna lose my basic parenting function.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. It's not that. Yeah. We're gonna go past. You know. Proper ways of disciplining a child. No. Because when I lose it, I get lost. I do it wrong.
Maybe it's just to give them.
And it can be physical because I'm going to lose it.
And you're going to turn out wrong.
Yeah, don't make me lose it. If I lose it, you know. And then you've seen me lose it. So you know what losing it looks like. If I lose it.
I eventually get it back together, but I lose it.
Larry! You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. Free.
Still
free.
Free wherever podcasts are sold.
Free wherever podcasts are sold.
Brick and mortars or
go
otherwise.
Go to the podcast store and ask them for the free stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is.
Ethan.
Whoa.
Ethan.
Scared me almost.
Ethan.
Remix.
Lynn Short.
I have my favorite song.
Wow. This is one track? Okay.
Love the way you look.
Oh God, that was an evil laugh. What network's it on?
It's just a podcast. So
where's that podcast? That Bad Science.
Is it on Stitcher Smart Radio?
Is it Apple part of iTunes? Josh?
Is it on SoundCloud?
It's
on TuneIn?
It's really a
Spotify?
Seeker podcast, but it's on everywhere. Anywhere you want,
boy.
It's everywhere.
You'll find it.
I loved it. A nice.
Is there merch?
Yeah.
Mulch.
No merch.
Va-va-va-va.
You selling mulch?
Like mulch?
We're a non-mulch podcast. Thank you.
You
catch
you
later.
How much fun is to have him? I've been doing John in one market. We put John up on the stage. Now, he took a keyboard because the club had it and put black cardboard around it. And then he put the iPad in. And he no one knew. No one knew. We had a drummer play along with him. So for an hour and a half before the doors opened, the drummer and him, he played some things. But, like... It was amazing, and then I just did it in Buffalo, not even hiding the iPad. I said the running joke was he left his keyboards in Florida, so he's doing everything on iPad. We had a drummer, and then we had three fill-ins, like you know, people that were just playing.
Cool.
The and I talked about this already, didn't I?
I don't know. My whole life is a blur.
Yeah, me too. What made me talk about it?
Maybe we're gonna do some
Ethan Eric song.
Piano.
The piano.
You hide the iPad. I'm guessing.
Having him on the road, how much fun it is sitting in like with the band and having someone that knows your act that well to play like that dropper, bring that up. You know, it's almost better than a keyboard in a way.
Sure.
Pays more.
Unlimited.
So I guess
unlimited sound.
What's going on? I couldn't be a pilot. What's that say? Oh, the dessert.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Well,
you know what? The stars, there's so many of them, and like we're so small.
I couldn't agree with you more.
I could.
Well, I could agree with him more.
Come on, you know.
So. What do you mean you can agree with him more?
Yeah,
I mean, simply by raising my voice, I can agree with you.
Hey,
I agree with you. Hey, Ethan, I'll do it right now. I agree with you.
I agree with you.
Why do you have to agree more?
I agree more.
I totally agree with you.
No,
I listen, we all agree with you. Why is it?
Yeah, but I
totally agree with you.
The fact that you guys
I'm the most agreeable one.
Guys, it's not a competition. We all feel small.
I honestly, I probably agree with
guys.
I'm pro-green.
Can't we just all agree? Stop. That we agree. We don't have to have a competition.
Yeah, but some of us do it more.
When we look at the stars,
we can all agree to that, but I'd agree to it more.
Why does it mean anything to agree with him more? Well, all I meant was, just stop. All I meant was, I couldn't agree with you more. What I meant was, great. I agree with you. That's all I'm saying. There's
no competition. You said you couldn't agree.
There's no ceiling for agreement.
I feel like all we do is fight.
Then why do you say it?
All we do is fight.
If you could agree more, then don't say it.
It's just an expression. I couldn't agree with you more. That's all it is.
Yeah, but I can certainly
agree
more.
True.
It's like math.
He's
just trying to make
a nice
he
said the stars are so big and we're so small.
Why do you have to agree more?
Couldn't it agree more?
Why do you agree? That's so fucking true.
Why do you have to be so insecure?
You could agree more.
That you have to
agree the
most.
The stars are big, Todd.
My whole family.
We are small.
Think the
children.
It's kind of fucked up.
What does this sound like to anybody that can hear? Imagine the police coming in here, what they heard outside, and then what they saw when they got inside.
I heard when people are deaf for their entire lives, and when they can like get that thing that makes them hear again in their ear, they play the Todd Glass podcast.
Oh, thank you.
That's the first thing they'll hear.
I couldn't agree with
you
more.
Is that bit.
That's so nice.
Well, I think I could agree more, especially in this situation.
Well, no, because I can totally agree with you more than that.
Stop it, stop.
I could agree less.
Oh.
Keith, great screaming tonight. What?
That's Keith Blomberg on the screams.
Keith.
Keith.
Hey, everybody. We hope you enjoyed the Todd Glass Show. Say things, and we'll play that. That's the name of this segment.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next fucking time.
And until tomorrow, everybody, we'll be back. It's our send-off.
I found a dollar. Thanks.
You're a rich guy that finds a dollar. Look at this. I found a dollar.
Don't eat it.
No.
I'd rather not.
I earned
a lucky penny. I guess I am Lucky Dave after all. Lucky Dave.
I met a dog in the park today, and quite frankly, I think we're going to start hanging out.
I saw my dad's penis.
I didn't mind. Well, everybody.
Pianist is crazy.
No, he's great. See, imagine having that. Now, before you understood what I was saying, that's what he was doing.
Now we really
imagine Buffalo.
Imagine Buffalo.
Being covered in sound effects.
We'll always have Buffalo.
Wow. By the way, that is a... I love the sound of that instrument. Over to, especially during the holidays.
Yeah.
What instrument is that?
That's because my family drives me that's crazy.
That's the Boeing XR 48.
You know, you really should try the 49.
Oh, hey. You know what that is?
What the fuck is that?
Boeing XR 49.
You ever see when they play that? Like, you know, when they go in the future, machines will be like this. And then when I hear a machine in modern world do that, like I go, that's just a recording of that.
Yeah.
That's not like really from
it's
outer
a sample.
Space. That's just a guy on a keyboard. He made that sound. In the future, it just happened. That's the way. It's like boop, beep, boop, beep, boop. Thank you. That's a later in life, honestly, no bullshit. Mm-hmm. When, because we'll be part computers. If we get into a car accident, our eye could boing out just like that in a car accident.
Totally. And when you're dealing with something.
Go boing. Or get into a car accident. And then your eye goes.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Boing XR74.
Well, you see the growing sound effect you just made? You'll be in the supermarket. You'll want something off a higher shelf. You'll just grow like this. You'll grab it and you get your boing hand.
Exoskeleton.
Let me ask you something. Is that also what it sounds like when you're fucking?
Well,
if you're part Android.
Let me hear. That's fucking. That's a clown.
You're a little squeaky.
Listen, I want to do a song to go to close.
Okay.
You want to
Let's do
what
it.
Can we do?
You want me to How about I'll play a few chords on the piano and
I'll shake.
Eric will shake and you'll sing a song.
Wow. No, I don't know what to sing.
Improvise.
I can't sing. No, I'm not good at that.
Follow their lead.
No,
they'll
shut
play
them.
The music, you riff.
All right.
Did I talk you into it? Shut the fuck up.
Guess what? You know why? Thank you. Wow, you are good.
That's now go.
Maybe. Can I get some reverb? Can I get some reverb, please? Oh, hey. Hey. May I get a light, please? May I get a light, please? Can I get a light, please? Catch you later, baby.
Can I get a light?
Help me!
I need more of a light.
Okay, I got this. No, I need a light. Thank you very much, Mama. Asma.
This is hard, too.
Hey.
I can do a guy that can sing in rehearsal.
Hey.
I think, I bet that guy's going to do something with that voice, but I can't.
Mama! The spicy meatball.
You're a spicy meatball.
I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. And apple cheese and plurry bees. And we'll send it a letter. And
You have
didn't up front. I nailed it once. God damn it. I think I make most of my money singing.
You nailed it once and you kept it nailed.
You had me
holding the light on the lyrics.
I know. Well,
you
everybody.
Sing so well, you scare yourself.
Hey, what'd you play? Let me hear what. Oh, play that. I like this. This sounds great. What now, my love? Holding your phone. All right, that's our show, everybody. Come on, who wants to have some last words? As this music plays, we say goodbye.
Salamander.
Is there anything you'd like to say?
I'd certainly like to apologize for the piano playing. I was in the dark.
Can I tell you that the craziness of it was beautiful.
It was great.
Like you were just like a little kid having fun over there.
If you guys enjoyed it, then that's all that matters to me.
Eric?
I would like Postmates to stop their advertisements to millennials that say things like, hey, do you hate people? Do you hate going out of your house? So do we.
Yeah.
So order in. I hate that mentality.
Well, that's what they think.
Yeah. Hey, want to shoot up your whole family? Well, I get it.
Postmates.
For Postmates.
That's how they brand themselves. Yeah. I know. Bad science. Dumb science.
Yeah, bad science.
Why can't I? You think it's
that was right.
I just forgot about it.
Let me tell you something. I didn't. The letter I got from legal on your end.
Are you kidding me?
48 mentions, or we're going to have a billy club up our ass at the law. Aristotle, is there anybody who listens to the show?
Yeah, I'd like to plug my girlfriend's show, Best Friend's show, and then my other new show, The Shrimp Show.
Oh.
John?
And that was the last time those guys ever hung out in the same room. They all went their separate ways, and a caption flashed under each one of them while the camera panned. It said under Todd that he found a new business in men's brassieres. When it panned over Eric Olson, that's when you discovered that he got really into the 60s.
He went all groovy on us.
When it panned over to Ethan, it told him of a gruesome story of how he wanted to imitate Going Into the Wild documentary and also got eaten by a bear. Grizzly man. It panned over quickly to Keith while he was giving a peace sign to the camera, breaking the fourth wall. And made a scream. And of course, we can't forget when the camera panned over to Eric, and you learned that he became the first cyborg football player astronaut.
Touchdown, down, down.
Aristotle.
And who could forget Aristotle, who really kept this crazy crew of guys, the crazy glue that kept these crazy guys glued together. Aristotle.
I'll leave you with this. Tweet at Stephen Fine Arts that I love Stephen Fine Arts.
At S Fine Arts.
A lot of times we found out that people, it's hard to say I love you for some reason. Some people it's easy. Some people it's hard. We decided, well, everybody loves Steve Fine Arts. Mm-hmm. So go out there and tell people you love Steve Fine Arts.
I'd love to throw me some work.
Throw them? Throw
Jeez,
some
he
work.
Sold some shows.
That
Come
was
on.
Eric Olson.
Yeah, he could
me.
Throw. Keith, you did a nice job tonight. Your scream was great.
Great job, Keith.
He did what a great job up until now.
You need work? Well, I would get a job.
That's a great idea.
What do you want? No,
job?
I got something for you. I do. All right. Well, I guess that's the show.
Hey, do you need a job?
Yeah, I do.
You should get one.
Hey, you need.
You need a job? Yeah.
Looking
I agree.
For it?
I agree.
You know what? You're really funny. You should drive those tour buses.
I know some people. Ugh. My sister-in-law told me she was. You should do. Never mind. I don't want to get stuck.
No, what'd your sister-in-law say?
Nothing.
No, come on.
No, next week.
She said you'd be good at the honk honk.
Is that what she said?
Honk honk!
Okay. Seriously, my wife is here. She's beeping the horn. I'm sure you hear her. My wife. So I got to go.
I mean, she knows you have a show.
I'll stay till she beeps.
Beep, beep.
I'll stay. There she
I gotta
go.
All right, the show's.
Go. Gotta go.
Oh, my God.
Okay, everybody. Just say goodbye. Go goodbye.
Goodbye.
Right,
goodbye.
Bye.
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 Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay. That's it. Okay.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.